A Class A misdemeanor in Illinois is a serious charge. Among these are sexual exploitation of a child, aggravated assault of a person who has a physical handicap or is over the age of 60, aggravated assault against a police officer or fireman on duty, domestic battery, battery of an unborn child, cross-burning, sale of body parts, promotion of pyramid sales schemes, criminal trespass to a residence. You get the point. These are serious crimes. All of which makes the recent charging of 13 Central Illinois folks, the oldest of whom was 73, and three of whom were women over 50, with Class A misdemeanors seem even more ridiculous. What heinous crime did this baker's dozen of ne'er-do-wells commit? Were they burning crosses or exploiting children? Nope, they were playing poker. You've seen it on television and in movies, and maybe even played some yourself, but I bet you never thought it was the legal equivalent of assaulting a physically handicapped person, did you? Well, it's not, unless you're one of those 13 people who aren't otherwise connected. If you're the state of Illinois, gambling is fine, including craps, roulette, and horse racing, the triumvirate favored by gambling addicts everywhere, and the lottery, that soul-crushing tax on the poor. Or if you're a 2,000-year-old church or a significantly younger big corporation from, say, Nevada, you too can host and make money from gambling. You see, the prohibition against gambling in the state of Illinois, like French irregular verbs, is an inch of rule and a mile of exception. Regular people in central Illinois aren't in the exception. What most Class A misdemeanors have in common is this: a victim. Some person is harmed when they are battered or assaulted or tricked into a pyramid scheme. So who's the victim when 13 consenting adults get together to spend their own money? Well, according to the charges, that victim is society. That's strange, because the low-stakes poker tournaments in central Illinois, of which this was one, are exactly the sort of thing society should be encouraging. For a start, they're more diverse than any university classroom could hope to be. The variety of people who come together voluntarily in these local tournaments is astounding. A mix of races and nationalities, the participants come from the 99% and the 1%. They're farmers, waiters, construction workers, librarians, lawyers, crane operators, veterans, real estate developers, bankers, faculty members, and politicians. There are people with MDs, PhDs, JDs, and DVMs sitting alongside high school dropouts. Tell me another place this range of people meets regularly in central Illinois, let alone plays by the same rules. Many of the people who play in these games are retired folks who already have too few opportunities to get out of the house, socialize, and exercise their brains. Now, there is one less because, like most law-abiding citizens, they would prefer not to risk having to plead guilty to a serious crime when they could instead stay home and watch another episode of Two and a Half Men. So, you know, chalk up another win for society. In November, a time in which police had this poker game under observation, a male employee at a Green Street bar restaurant walked up to a 20-year-old female college student waiting in line for the women's restroom. The man told her there was no line at the men's restroom and that he'd watch the door, which didn't lock, if she wanted to go in there. She thanked him, went in the men's room, sat down, and was very surprised when that same man came into the bathroom, his arms open, and said, quote, "Can't I just get some love?" unquote. This man has been charged with a Class A misdemeanor. I'm Travis McDade.